Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar, your own personal family altar, first thing as you wake up. After receiving this audio Turning Point ministration, join us on our YouTube and Facebook platform for the Turning Point Prayer Hub, securing the day. It's just 30 minutes, 6:30 to 7 a.m., Nigeria time, every day, Mondays to Saturdays. If you can join us live from your country, for those outside Nigeria, fine. But if you cannot, because of time differential, nothing is lost. Just go to our YouTube and Facebook, all at the Real Femi Emmanuel. Sing the song we sang for the day. Pray the 6 prayer points we pray over the day. Prophesy as we prophesy to the day. Then do the sacrificial seed as we sacrifice for the day. Be consistent daily. You shall see the transforming power of God. Welcome also to Thursday, the 13th day in the month. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. This day, God shall break old cycle and begin something new for you. I use Isaiah 43 verse 19 to pray for all of us today. He says, behold, I will do a new thing now, which means today, it shall spring forth. God will give you a divine surprise miracle. Yesterday, we prayed and named the changes we desire. Let's do something more today. Look for 7 objects around you, the room or wherever you are. Move them to another place. Maybe your pillow. Turn it around. Change your center table, your stool, your wardrobe. Rearrange some clothes there. A cup. Move it to another place. A chair. Move it a bit. Your toothpaste, your brush, 7 things at least. As you are doing that, be declaring, my business level, change. My financial fortune, change. My marital status, change. For my son and my daughter, change. My accommodation, my work, do it. Whatever you can change, be mentioning it. Relocate your fan, book on the shelf, be repositioning them, and be calling for what you desire change. Let me pray. I prophesy. Things will change in your favor as you desire them. Your job location, your financial sales level, and all in 24 hours, you shall receive a change forward. Plan some changes. Say amen. I receive it. Let's have your testimonies later. November 13th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will mark November 13th yearly in joy, in happiness, and in fulfillment. In Jesus' name, happy birthday, right? Which week are we in question and answers? Is this second or third week? Someone should please remind me. First issue for teaching today. Good morning. Pastor Peter should please remind Daddy to pray for our water so that we can also do the sprinkling for showers of blessings and rain of mercy. Oh yes, I bless water now every morning on Turning Point Prayer Hub. Please join us on our YouTube or Facebook every day. I bless the water. I also bless the oil. Some of us have not been joining. Start joining. Although I connect it to healing, you can also use it for showers of blessing and send it to your people. Next, good evening, our humble daddy. I want to tell our children that complain about their dad misbehavior to adhere strictly to daddy's advice. I and my siblings were in their shoes years back. Our moms advised us not to incur our father's wrath and not to fight for her. Our mom always received beatings from our daddy then. He also had many concubines outside. We were 10 in number. Many of my siblings dropped out of school and they went into business. Only 4 of us managed to graduate from university. But our mom's advice helped us a lot. Today, 8 of us are millionaires by God's grace. Wow! I like this testimony. This goes to buttress my regular counsel to children whose parents are at loggerhead with each other. Do not take side with any of them. Don't let either your dad or your mom curse you. Pray for both of them. Fast. Intercede. Do warfare prayers. Let God intervene for them. I am glad 8 of you are doing well. Please remember to take good care of mom who suffered that much in raising you. Remember that too. I hope as he grows older, he will become calmer, remembering, realizing his past mistakes. Ah, husband and wife issues. The problem is always foundational. Marrying in ignorance to a wrong person who ought not to have been married to. But can we blame them? No. They didn't have the knowledge and the counsel that the younger generations are having on platforms such as Turning Point and some other platforms like this. Next, good day, sir. In 2018, before I got admission into university, I had dreams where I saw myself failing in school. I didn't pray about it. Now, those dreams are manifesting in real life. I have another exam coming in January next year. I have been fasting and praying. Please, what else can I do, sir? Wow, you saw yourself failing in dream. That was when you ought to have risen up in warfare prayers. Now, exams are coming. My counsel is, you read. Do your study diligently. Then pray. You will succeed. Prayer alone will not make a student succeed in exam. It has to be prayers plus diligent study. Next, good morning, sir. I'm experienced in school business and I have passion for raising godly children by starting a school. During our courtship with my would-be husband then, I discussed this very well with my husband and he agreed we are going to do it together, being an educationist himself. But after our wedding, he did not want me to talk about the school again. He wants to do it all alone, and it is over 12 years now. I want to give up and think of another thing. Am I right, Daddy? Please advise me, sir. Wow, I'm just wondering why your husband should take this approach after you discuss it before the wedding. If this is true and correct, then he's making a big mistake. If he's also on this platform, he should receive this counsel. The school will grow better and faster with the two of you, educationists, husband and wife, running it. The Bible says two are better than one. Then Matthew 18:19 also is there. If your wife is this pain and bitter, she definitely will not be praying for your success in that school. Go back to your original agreement. Run the project together. If he still insists, then talk to his mentor to intervene. If he still says no, then think of something else you can do as you have suggested. Listeners, please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Today is the Prayer Mountain Day in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Osogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Two services will run in all the centers as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Second service, it is the second series of showers of blessings and rain of mercy. You will be sprinkled again today. Come to receive the second sprinkling, November oil, to end all struggle. We also be giving out free. Also is the anointed man to free. Then, everybody listen to this. TPGF and Turning Point listeners, our next outreach is feeding the hungry. We want to give decent meal to 10,000 people for 7 days. We have been distributing palliatives, raw food, rice, garri, noodles. We are doing medical outreach, paying for surgeries. We are sending students to school, paying their school fees, giving scholarship. We are helping the widows and the orphans. We are empowering some other people. We are sinking boreholes in community. We are doing health care. Many are hungry, cannot afford decent meal. So for 7 days, we want to give decent meal to 10,000 people. Join us. We need about 120 million naira to do this within the next 4 weeks. Jesus Christ fed multitude, not once, not twice, in the wilderness. Let's do the same thing. I want TPGF to let us do this. I am donating 1 million naira from my own purse to start. If you can do 1 million naira also or less, 500,000, 200,000, 500,000, 50,000, 20,000, or is equivalent in dollars, in pound sterling, in euro from wherever you are. Tie this feed the hungry seed to specific crucial issues of life. Let's do this. Let's do our philanthropists and seed sowers. send your seed to the welfare account. Turning Point Welfare, Zenith Bank, 1017-2383-78. Do so with joy. So this feed the hungry seed food. It will turn everything around for you this end of the year. I will pray for you as we see the alert and the money. That does not stop you from doing your tithing and all the other seed. Let's sow generously to feed the hungry. Seven decent meals, decent meals in 7 days for 10,000 people. I'm expecting and I'll be blessing you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.